Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Interview with an Expert webinar series. We're going to be talking today about getting £9,000 of ad budget from Google. And our guest today is Julian Pratt from Yorkshire Sport Foundation. Julian, can you hear me okay?
I can indeed, John. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Excellent. Okay. I've got my one of my colleagues is listening in just to let us know that everything's working fine. If there are any problems, there should be a chat box on your screen, everybody. You can just fill in any comments in there. I won't see them, but my colleague Joseph will, and he's going to be able to answer and hopefully point you in the right direction. If there are any issues with the sound, then changing browser, starting using Chrome, is often a way of sorting it out if you've got Chrome on your computer. So what we're going to do today is we're going to be talking through about the way of using Google Ads and how you might be able to access £9,000 of Google Ads for free every month. And like I said, Julian is our guest for today, and he's been able to do just that. He's been able to access this grant from Google and has had it for a couple of years now. We're going to be talking about that. So in the interview, we're going to talk about what is Google Ads, how does it work, benefits of using it, the kind of campaigns you can run, and then how we can help you get started with this and get it all set up. We might go off on a couple of tangents, that's possible, but these are the key things we're going to cover. We're going to be going through this for maybe 45 minutes, we'll see, and then we're going to have a chance for a Q&A session at the end. I'm probably going to spend about 5 minutes just kind of explaining how we can help as part of all of that as well. So, Julian, let's crack on. Can you explain to people who haven't used it before, like what Google Ads is at all? Like, if they're not even vaguely familiar with it.
Whenever you search for something on Google, you will find the top results, but also you'll find featured ads that people have placed there.
Okay, so people are searching. And these ads pop up. How does Google decide what ads it's going to show to which people?
Well, you choose what your maximum bid is for each advert. For Google AdWords, it's currently $2. And then they look at all the other people who are also bidding on the same AdWords, and they have a little auction, and their clever little algorithms will put everything together and give people an array of things that they might find interesting.
Okay, so what's really crucial here, guys, is that the way it works is that the ads show against specific keywords. So you can choose what keywords people are searching for in Google that your ad will show against. So, for example, if someone is searching for car insurance, I'm going to show this on the screen now as well, then they're going to get a whole load of ads. And this goes, the way these work in Google now is they show at the top of the screen, the top of the search results, and at the bottom. And like Julian's saying, the way it works is that the more that it's like an auction. So if you are trying to show an ad and somebody else is trying to show an ad, then what Google will look at is who's bidding the most money for it. They also will look at how good your ad is. That's like an extra factor to it, and some other things too. But that's kind of the simplest way of thinking about it. And what's really crucial here is there aren't a lot of people advertising against terms around activity. So they're relatively cheap to advertise against. And if you look at car insurance, as we've just got that up on the screen, the average amount that people pay per click with car insurance is about £70. Whereas with the kind of terms we're advertising against, like walking groups or badminton clubs or something like that, where we want to show our ad, we're only looking at a pound or a couple of pounds or something like that. So the private sector uses this a lot and does very well out of it. And it's very efficient because the people who are searching on Google are by definition the ones who want to find that thing. And therefore, when we show our ad, it's a really perfect link against them. And obviously, the downside to this is there's a cost, except for this Google grant that we're going to be talking about today, which means that actually you can access this without any cost. So, Julian, can you talk us through like how this grant kind of works and how you first heard about it?
We were at a CSPN marketing day a good few years ago, and we had someone from Google explaining about the kinds of things that they could do. We tried to apply, but it was a very complicated process. You have to get yourself verified by a tech company and then verify that you were a charity. We tried a couple of times and got nowhere, so walked away. And then I got in my bloody mind and mood a couple of years ago, and I looked at it. I thought, right, I'm going to sort this out. I think it was about February 2016. I went through it again, and then I did hit the help button, and very soon was actually talking on the phone to someone at Google. Yeah, so it's they helped me through email and through by phone, and very quickly we were set up. The problems often are that you have to check a lot of boxes to get through the process, and if you check the wrong one, it'll automatically make you a paid account, and that's happened, then you can't add any free stuff to it, and that email itself is stopped from ever having a free one. So you have to start the process again using a different email. In the end, I think I got through all of my personal emails rather than just throwing stuff at the wall and seeing if anything stuck.
Okay, so this sounds like it's pretty crucial. So what you're saying, if I understand it right, is it's a difficult and awkward process, but if you press the help button, you can actually get on the phone to someone from Google who will help you go through it properly.
Yes, and they were very helpful, and they sorted it out remarkably quickly. We should have done it a lot earlier.
Yeah, it's easy when you know, isn't it? Okay, so this is quite crucial for everyone listening in, isn't it? Because if people had gone on here and tried it, then they could easily have struggled with it, not got anywhere and given up. So that's the one crucial thing, is you need to get on the phone and talk to someone from Google, and they'll actually help you to get through that system. Okay. Excellent. So what inspired you to, what got you in that bloody-minded state where you decided you were going to do something about this? What kind of made you think, right, I really want to get this?
Well, you have one of those Friday moods where you go, it's the end of the week, I'd like to finish on a quick win. Is there a dragon I can slay out there? And that just turned out one of the things that I thought, yeah, right, I'm going to do this and see how far I get.
Nice. Okay. It wasn't connected to like a specific sporting event or something like that made you think, oh, we could really do with this. It was just that you had a day when you're like, right, I'm going to get this sorted.
Well, we've been talking all week about sport relief event, an activity village for the big sport relief city centre thing in Sheffield in March 2016. And that was really one of our first, one of our big B2C adventures where we wanted to get people who weren't listening to us on Twitter or Facebook, who didn't know what CSP was. And we just wanted to reach out to people in geographical areas that come down on this day, have a go at these different sports. And we looked at it, and for free advertising for B2C, it just seemed to be the obvious thing to do. And that was the impetus to really, go through with it until we were, properly registered.
So what do you think then? Because I know you talked the other day to Chris Northfield down in London Sport, and you got him, he's kind of got started with getting this set up. What do you think? Because I know you've mentioned before to me that you've talked to people about this and they haven't started using it. What do you think's held people back from getting started with it?
For a start, we're not particularly B2C as an organisation. So reaching out to people is not part of the core spec at the moment, but obviously we're looking more and more to try and tackle inactives. And then I think that gives you the impetus to go forward and do it. And as the way we're changing as CSPs, I think it's going to be really important to help, with partners in the local area, because we can set adverts that will actually promote what they're doing. It'll come through our site. That's one of Google rules, that everything has to go through one of your pages. But you can almost offer it out as an agency service to local organisations who aren't in it.
Well, and promote their stuff on your website then, I guess.
Yes, we're talking with Cricket, who are doing a big push this summer. And what we said is, we can create a page on our website, and then all the adverts will function as they do, and they'll point to our website promoting their offer.
Okay, that makes sense. So you think maybe the reason that other people haven't done it is you've been talking to the other people from County Sports Partnerships, and they've been thinking, well, we're not really B2C. We don't really deal straight with the consumer, so it's not that big of a deal for us. But with the new sporting and strategy, et cetera, that's all kind of changing now, and actually that maybe is more of a focus for people in CSPs.
Yes, I mean, there's always
right?
a big curiosity. No, that's right. There's a curiosity with any marcoms. There's always what's new and what's interesting. And when so you'll sign up for things long before they actually, you know, achieve maturity. But then if you're in there on the ground floor and you've got it doing, you can start working on it. And then some things will actually make a lot of sense in the future.
That makes sense. Yeah, I think that fits really well. I think it sounds like now is the perfect time for the County Sports Partnerships to start using this. And some of the people listening in are, I think it might be even more obvious. There's some people on here who are from charities who actually do delivery. So whether it's leisure trusts or people who are running like charities that run activities directly, you know, and kind of get funding maybe from councils, this kind of thing. This is like a no-brainer, isn't it? This is something that they really should do because it's free advertising for them.
Absolutely. You would consider paying for it if you didn't get it for free.
Yeah, I think financially, I've said this to people before, this makes sense to be spending money on because it's really efficient. But when you can get it for free, it's like, wow, that's fantastic. Okay, let's move on a little bit then to kind of the timings. Can you talk people through when it was that you first started using this and what kind of some of the events are that you've used this for promoting?
Well, I'm just looking back in the timeline. We actually got ourselves approved in September 2016, and I was so relieved to have got through the damn process that I think I just walked away and went, right, that's good. I'll come back to that later. And it wasn't until the big public event in March 2016 that we started putting ads up. And that generated, there were a fair few links to our website. You could track who's coming through. And then from then on, it was only a short stop until the Rio Olympics in July. And that's when we really, you know, started making a lot of use of it, trying to get people who are influenced by, who are searching for things on the sport and searching for the athlete's name to come through and actually go, well, if you're inspired by this, these are things that you can do to find out more about the athletes in the area and also find about sports that you want to do. Because the thing with the keywords is you can choose any keywords you like. You can choose things that you could find people who are big in the news, put them in, and if it's related, people, when they land through, might go, oh, that's interesting. You could do clickbait if you wanted, but they're probably not going to get you the results that you want and you don't want to bore people.
Okay, so that's really interesting. So what we've got there, it sounds like there's a few kinds of campaigns that you guys have been running. And one is when there's something big in the news. So Rio Olympics, everyone's now thinking about sport and activity and getting active. So if they search, so what kind of keywords or phrases were you advertising against around the Olympics? I'm guessing like Rio and that Rio 2016, that kind of thing.
Let's see, for the Rio 26 one, we had Olympics, games, online game, sport, football, and then things like play games online, because a lot of people look for things like that.
Okay, so some quite broad kind of things that people are searching for.
Then we went into the Olympic website. You can basically highlight the names of everyone who's competing. You can put those in as keywords. And because you're actually reset the geographical area for the AdWords just for South Yorkshire and West Yorkshire, anyone who is searching for anything related, especially the obscure ones like an Olympic name that no one's actually thought to put in an ad, that does actually give you quite a good hit rate. I think there's Andrew in there. Paul and Andrew, who got us between them about 5,000 impressions on people's sites and 20 visits to the website. So it's people who are searching for something quite almost tangential or random can actually look at it, and the ad is supposed to wink out of the corner of its eye and say, hey, how about this?
Okay, so you're looking at basically here, people who they're interested in what's going on in all this activity stuff on the TV, and you're thinking, well, maybe we some of them will be feeling a bit inspired and we can pull them across and get them onto the site and get them actually thinking about doing something.
Yeah, the keyword is where you get to be really creative, where you get to look at, you know, what people are doing. I mean, you could take the word sofa, and if you put that up around the signs of the sales, you could have an advert saying, you know, want a new sofa? Why not try a new you? Get out, run 10 minutes a day and change your life. It's anything you can do. It's these are like the run-of-paper adverts in newspapers that are just at random. They're just there where anything you can think of, you can try and get people's attention with a message that might actually hit home when they're looking for something else.
Okay, so then how about, have you run any campaigns? The kind that I've generally run for clients have been ones that are activity specific. Like, so someone's searching for walking groups and they're in Leeds, then I make sure that they're taken to a page that's about walking groups in Leeds. Have you run any of those kind of activity specific campaigns?
That's activity specific. The one that we do that's the big one is we have a start here page on the website, which is for people who know they want to do something but are really at a loss to think what it is. And so that's where we start putting all the funny adverts in just to try and get people to have a smile and think about things they can do to make themselves feel better. So that's the one thing that we do that's kind of targeted towards, you know, your inactives.
Nice. Okay, that makes sense. So then let me just kind of explain for everybody what's possible here with this. Then there's a large number of people that are searching for where to get active. They are searching for things like walking groups, badminton clubs, badminton classes, running groups, get started running, all these kinds of things. And every month, there's a new batch of people coming through and searching for each of these things. And the numbers of people searching are really quite high. It's we're talking about thousands or tens of thousands of people per month, depending on what kind of size area you're covering. And so if you set up a page on your website that is for, let's say, the running groups one, if you've got a page on your website that's got details of all the local running groups, if you're in a Counter Sports partnership or you're in an organization that's trying to promote all the different local activities, then you can advertise against that term and you can just get a stream of people coming through from these ads, even if your site doesn't appear first in Google on the organic results. You appear up at the top because you're paying. You're not paying because you're getting it from Google for free, but because you put your ad against that keyword. And that can just drive really large numbers of people to finding out about all the activities that you've got going on locally. You can set it up and then it runs and you don't have to do all that much about it after that. You might go in and tweak it every so often, but that's all. It can drive this huge amount of volume of all these people who are already searching and would like to go and try something to actually come to the page on your site. There's all these different kinds of campaigns around different activities that can be really, really effective and can drive a lot of traffic and then a lot of people who actually go on to become active. And then obviously as well, you've also got the kind of campaigns Julian's talking about where you've got the awareness going on in the public and getting those people along to the site as well. And Julian, can you just share with everybody what the kind of numbers of people we're talking about here? Like, how many times have your ads been shown to people over the last few years?
3 million. That's 3 million. Since we started.
Huge. So this is no extra cost to you. Three million times that people have searched on Google and they've seen one of your adverts and have, well, not necessarily clicked on it, but have seen that out there.
Yes, I mean, that's about 75% of our total population of the two Yorkshires.
Yeah.
And of that, we've had 78,000 visitors to the website.
78,000. Okay, so really large numbers of people we're talking about coming through to your site, looking at the different activities you've got available. Nice. Okay. How long has this taken you? Because I think that's probably another thing that can put people off. And later on, everybody, I'm going to explain about what we can do to help with this. If you feel like this isn't something that you are comfortable learning about and wanting to do, kind of what services we've got for helping you to be able to make the most of this. But for you, Julian, what kind of amount of time have you spent on setting up these campaigns and these ads?
They're actually quite quick to set up once you understand how the terminology of how it works. A campaign is kind of one theme that you do, and then you've got adverts in that. And there's an ad groups which sits in the middle, which I can kind of understand. But it's a sub campaign. With Google, everything's a bit scruffy, but it all works eventually. So, yeah. What's the rest of
what
the
do you reckon? How long do you think it took you? Yeah, how long it took you? How long do you reckon it took you the first time you got started with this?
I think we had the first ads up and running within a day. And then we spent a good few days programming a lot of stuff in. Because you can get creative and you can work out how you're going to try and spread the news. But then we've kind of added a few things recently, but we've kind of walked away from it. And we've seen a gradual decline of response from the ads. It suggests that Google will run them and then kind of you won't be bidding as high as you get along. So it helps to keep going in and refreshing and having new ideas and new campaigns to work with.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, and that's kind of a normal thing. Running Google Ads, just to explain to everybody, the way that it typically works is you normally will set a campaign up and you'll set up something called A-B tests where you'll run a couple of ads and you'll see which one does better, and then you keep tweaking and you keep tweaking and you keep tweaking. And so that's really helpful to have that kind of somebody spending some time doing that in order to get the most results out of this once you get set up and get started. Okay. What else have you found, Julian? What's been like any of the sticking points, or what's been any of the other benefits that you've had out of this system?
I think it's to be able to reach out to so many more people that you wouldn't do, and then get people who aren't really thinking about it going onto your site, because a lot of things are targeted for specific, you know, say you're targeting a running group for people who are searching for running. You could also do a running group for people who are, say, bored or lonely, or who have got looking for weight management issues. So you could actually try and find and offer the solution to a problem that they don't think they're looking for. There's a chance to be creative about these things.
Interesting. Okay. So what's going to happen, guys, is we're going to move over into a Q&A session in a little bit. So if you've got questions, then make sure to write them into the chat box. Let's have a little look. Looks like just some technical stuff that people have got so far. Okay, so what I'm going to explain about now is just what else we can do to help with this, because this is something I think that's really, really valuable for other people. You might need some kind of help with getting going with it. So there's two options, really. One is you can learn to do it yourself. You can learn about the Google guidelines for AdWords. You can figure out keyword analysis. You can figure out how to write a great ad. You can spend time learning the interface and kind of stumble through setting it up. And that's totally possible. The problem there is not everybody is totally comfortable with doing that. And it can take a bunch of time to do it really well, depending on what kind of offers you're trying to promote through this. And the other option, the easy one, is you can let me help you to do it. So I've got a team who's experienced with setting up these campaigns that make sport fun. This is what we do. We help people with their marketing for sport and activity. We've got templates of ads that have proven effective, where we've run lots of these campaigns in the past, and so we know this is a great ad for promoting this kind of activity. We can save you time with it, and there's an easy, worry-free setup, so you kind of know that it's all going to be simple and straightforward. So let me just explain briefly about our service. So we can help you with getting the grant. We can't necessarily actually help with kind of filling in the form, and Google's much better at that, for that part of the process. But there are steps in there now, and I think it's changed since Julian had signed up, where you have to get your Google Ads account ready for the application. You have to set up certain things in a certain way in there. So we can help you get that part of it set up. And to do that, we can start with a call to kind of learn about your different projects, talk to you about where Google Ads is a good match for you, so that you can be confident that it's a kind of good fit and what you'll get out of it. Once you've got the grant, we can write the ads for you. We can distribute the budget to help you reach your goals and make sure you're getting the most out of it. We can monitor the account for you to make sure you get the most out of it. We can give you basically as much or as little of support as you need on an ongoing basis to make sure this is something that you get a lot of value out of, because this is something really, there's a lot to be gained from it. So the next steps, if you fill in the feedback form, what we're going to do is we're going to send you the link to the Google Ads grant website page. So definitely everybody fill it in just to make sure that you've got that link. We're going to send you through the replay of the call. We're going to send you more case study about using Google Ads. So if you need to get any management on board, then you've got some more case studies there. And we're going to include details about how we can help. So if you're interested in our support, then when you're filling in that feedback form, then tick the box. It's at makesportfun.com/Google Ads. So if I could ask you all to go there now and fill that in, I'm just going to check the link myself. And then once I've checked it, I'm going to paste it into the chat box as well. And this will do a couple of things. It'll let us know that you came onto the call so we can send you through all of the different resources. And you can tell us if this is something you're interested in getting any help with or not. So all it asks on there is your name, your email, and that one tick box. So if you go to that link now, makesportfun.com/Google Ads, and I'm going to paste the link into the chat box as well. I'll just give everybody a moment to go and fill that in. One, if you tick the box where it says, yes, I would like support, then it's going to take you to a page where you can book in a call with me. And what we can basically do is just, we can have a chat, we can talk about how it's all going to work for you, make sure it's a good fit, make sure if, you know, what the kind of help that, you know, what kind of help do you want, and does that fit with what we can do, and just kind of talk it all through for like half an hour or something. That call is free, and it's just basically to help you figure out about getting started and whether we're kind of whether we can help you to kind of run what it is that you need. So just give everybody another minute to finish off filling that in, and if you need to book in a time for your call. Once you fill it in, it's going to basically redirect you to a page where it shows you what days I'm free, and you just book the call straight into my calendar. In the meantime, once you finish doing that, can you please write your questions into the chat box? And Julian's going to, hopefully Julian and I will be able to answer what questions you've got. So let's see if anybody's put any questions in so far. Okay, so John has asked, any cost involved? So John, if you're hiring us to help you to run this, then yes, there is a cost for that. But for Google Ads itself, there isn't any cost for it, as long as you get the grant.
What I'll say is the reason that John got involved with us is through, we're doing a Creating Connections project, which is getting disabled people into sport, and we had the budget for Facebook advertising. So that was how we started working with John. And then because we have the Google AdWords account, he was able to set that up and, well, set up the adverts in there as well. So it's part of a combined promotion.
Yeah, and I think we did like maybe a day's work or something like that on the ad view, didn't we, Julian? Just kind of setting up some new ads, sending it through to a landing page, changing the page on the website a bit to kind of optimize it for people to sign up. So kind of a small, simple one. Somebody has said, Julian, how did you get the £9,000? I've only seen them offer £70 free Google AdWords.
Well, the Google Ad Grant is what you apply for, and for a charity that will give you a budget of $10,000 a month, which sadly now is worth nine bloody grand. And it'll tell you at the bottom of the page how much you're running up to. And I think it'll stop when you get close to that. So I think we'd got as far as $9,000 in our really busiest time. So we got very close to, you know, to reaching that upper limit, which was great. I think at the moment now, because we've had a slow point over Christmas, we're spending about $3,000 a month. But obviously, when we start putting new adverts in for new projects, we hope to get that up again.
Anna's asked, is the £9,000 Google grant one-off or per year?
It's ongoing. So it's per month.
Per month, isn't it? So it's, Anna, it is much better than you could possibly have imagined. You thought maybe one-off, but it's every single month. You get another $10,000 or about £9,000 every month. And at the end of the month, it resets and it goes back to another £9,000 going on there.
It's kind of more than you can actually spend. I asked on the CSPN website, you know, who's got it and who's actually managed to get close to the limit. And really, the capacity is to do so much with it.
It's huge, isn't it? It's such a large amount of money. It's huge. Anna's asked as well, has using the Google Ads improved your organic search rankings? I know the answer is no, because if it has, Google would never, ever, ever, ever admit it.
it may help at all. It may some small tweak in the algorithm. I don't know. But as John says, Google keeps these things very secret.
What Google would say is that they would never, ever let the two of them connect with each other. I mean, who knows for definite how everything works within the company. But the idea is there's something that's what's kind of known in newspaper land as a Chinese wall, where the content and the main search engine rankings have no impact on, you know, if you spend money on advertising, it doesn't get you any benefit in those main search engine rankings. So that's certainly what Google says. I have no particular reason to disbelieve them. I've heard some people say they did better in the organic rankings when they spent money, but I don't know if it's true. I don't think so. I suspect they've got nothing to do with each other. Okay, we've got one from Paul here, which is, I run a charity and we have Google Apps for non-profits. I remember the AdWord grant is available with this, but recall it could only be used for free events and only £1,000 was available. You heard about that at all, Julian?
No. No, not at all. I don't know if that was an old offer or whether it was a separate one, but we found about AdWord.
It sounds like a separate thing, doesn't it?
Might be.
I wonder if there's a difference between non-profits and charities. So maybe that's what's available for somebody who's running a non-profit, but it's not actually, but it's not necessarily a charity. What's the CIC is one of those. So I wonder if that's the situation. But yeah, no, I've never heard of that one. I only know about this $10,000 grant.
Is it Ad Grants that you've got, or is it called something different?
Say it again, I don't understand. You're asking Paul?
Yeah, so I should have done that on text. Yeah, no, I don't know about that, so it may be something different.
Okay, question from Kerry. Can you change what your ad promotes each month?
Yes. Yes, you can do different ads. You can run them for as long or as short as you like.
Okay, sounds good. What offer is available for profit companies, if any? None that I know of, I don't think.
Yeah, I believe that.
No, I think that's where
Google earns its money.
Exactly. Yeah, that's how they make the profit. So this is definitely only available for charities. I don't think it's available for other not-for-profits apart from charities. Did, do you remember when you applied, did you have to prove that you were a charity? I think there's some step like that.
Yes, the charity number was certainly involved, and there was a, an accreditation that we had to go through with a tech supplier for some strange reason.
I think the way this could work, if you were running activities as like a, you know, it's a for-profit company, but it's like the goal is, let's see how many people we can get active, and you wanted to look at how could you get involved with this. I wonder if there's something about going and talking to your local county sports partnership and making sure they're on board and getting them running promotion for you. But that's all I could think of about how to make that work. But you couldn't apply yourself if you're running a for-profit company. Paul has said, we never applied for it. It's the charity account we have. Okay. Interesting, Paul. I definitely would look into this. If you think that what we've talked about means that Google Ads could be useful for you, then I definitely would say to look into this as an option. Whether it's that £1,000 one that you can access, or even better, the £9,000 one, the $10,000 officially one. Okay. There's no more questions come in yet. Let me see. Just give everybody another minute, see if any more come through. Any kind of finishing words, Julie? Anything that you would say, you know what, people really should consider this, because, you know, what's the reason why people should really think about this, you know, getting on and doing this?
It's definitely worth a try, because it's one of these things that's free, which is quite rare, really. So it's nice to find something where they're trying to help. So it's worth giving it a go, and then just see what you can do. Then you can start getting creative and try and work out what it is that, you know, people want to do. And some of our best ads are just the funny, silly ones that just get people laughing and smiling and clicking on just to find out more. Because we're not selling anything after money. We're actually trying to give away something that has massive social value for non-profit. It does make the promotion of it quite a fun challenge.
Someone's asked, how do you apply for it? Where's the link on the Google page? So if you fill in the feedback form, we're going to send you the link. We're going to send you the link of exactly what page to go to start applying. So if you haven't filled in the feedback form, fill that in and we'll send you through the link. And Jules has given you the support number in the chat box as well. One thing I was thinking about, Jules, what would you say is the barrier from doing this? I think we kind of talked about this before, but like, I know you said it was like filling in that form. Do you think there's any like mental barriers that people have about doing this? Like, as in, I don't know, we don't do advertising, you know, digital advertising isn't a thing we do in sport, or anything like that. Do you think that might have stopped people before from like conversations you've had with people?
If you are a charity that actually relies on the public to get involved, then it's just another string to your bow, really. It's a way of raising your profile, getting people to know who you are, even if they don't want to support the thing that you're doing. The fact that they'll see your ad for a half a second out the corner of their eye will mean that, you know, some message will get across.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think it's fantastic. You think it's fantastic. I'm just trying to think through, like, what is it that might stop anybody from doing this? This is my, having talked to a lot of people, because we run, you know, marketing for people like CSPs and councils and charities, et cetera, all the time for these kinds of, you know, to get people active. And the thing I think I've seen is that people have been a bit nervous around digital. You know, they've kind of got a MailChimp account, they do email marketing, but they haven't really looked at all these other things. Whereas the private sector, it's like, that's what their bread and butter is, doing it all the time. So I would say to anybody, if that is how you're thinking, if you're feeling uncomfortable about this and you're not really kind of feeling sure about getting started with it, you know, if you do have some budget and you want some help with it, book a call and see if we're a good match. But even if you don't, I mean, I think just, you know, get on the phone to Google, go through the process, get it all set up. and get something out of it. You know, it's not, I wouldn't say, the easiest thing to learn to do well, but like Jules has said, you can get started with something quite quickly, you know? So that's kind of, I think, my parting words for everybody. And yeah, I just think it's fantastic. I think everybody should really look into it. I'm going to send through to everybody after this. We'll stay in touch about this. We'll send through some more case studies. We'll send through some more examples, some reminders. You know, if you haven't got started, don't forget to go and give this a go and get going with it. If you've got questions, you can come back to us about it as well by email. So, okay, let's see if we've got any other bits here, just as we're kind of finishing up. Someone said, John has said, sounds great, we get no funding and don't have any ad budget. Perfect, sounds perfect for you, John. And then Paul said the same thing. All right, great. So I think it sounds like we've answered everybody's questions. We're going to send through all the useful links for the page to sign up for, other resources, case studies, etc. If you fill in the feedback form. If you think this sounds good, but you want some help with it, then, like I said, we offer that service where we can help you kind of get all the Google Ads part, that complicated interface. Kind of, we can do all of that for you, as much or as little as you need. So you go through that feedback form, you say you want the support, and then tick to say you want to book a call, and it'll give you access to my calendar to book something in. We can have a chat. And I guess all that remains is to say thank you very much, Jules, for coming on and sharing your experience with this. I think it's been really, really helpful. So we really appreciate your time.
My pleasure. Thanks for asking.
Nice. All right. Well, thanks a lot, guys. If you haven't done, make sure you fill in the feedback form, and hopefully I will talk to you all some point soon. Thanks a lot.
The moderator has left the conference.